Learning Mesechtas Yumin HaSamach Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Big Day Kuna is Nidil Hanisman. Are you allowed to have a name from Big Day Kuna? Are you allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna Shalai B'Shas HaVaidu? The Gemara says, Gemara is Tashema, Big Day Kuna Yetzim Ledina Asir, to go out out of the base of Mikdash is Asir, V'Mikdash Bein B'Shas HaVaidu, M'Shas HaVaidu Mutter, and she Big Day Kuna Nidil Hanisman. Big Day Kuna, you can have a name from it, as I state in the Gemara. What's the pshat? Why could you have enough in Big Day Kuna? Big Day Kuna, Kaidish. You're not allowed to have enough from Adav Kaidish. So Taiz brings down the Gemara in Kedushin that says that Lainid Neter Lamalachi Asharis. They can wear Shalai B'Shas Avedim because Lainid Neter Lamalachi Asharis. So it was bothered. The Gemara had a sign over here that you could take the Big Day Kuna and put it on the head when you're sleeping. Where's the Nina Tala Malcha Sharis for that? When the Gemara was discussing it, the Gemara said, a Varai is Nidna Lohanis, because it says that the Kahanim used to put it under the head to sleep. So it's a Varai Nidna Lohanis. The Gemara says, no, they didn't put it under the head, they put it on the side of the head. A Vice is Varai Nidna Lohanis, you could put it on the head to sleep. So where's the Nidna Tala Malcha Sharis? As they affect the Ritva. Ever the Ritva, cave in the Ishtimi Ishtimi. Once it's Mutter, I feel Acharav Shat, even after you took it off. Why? Because Dilma Mishlan Misanim and Acharav Shat. Now, as he's learning, Lenin Tehillah Malach HaSharis is a little bit loose. The point is, and he says this a little bit in Kedushin also, if you're going to say Kahanim could only wear it by Aveda, and if they wear it Shalei B'Shas Aveda Oiva Me'ila, it's not going to work out. They're going to forget, it's going to happen, people are going to wear the Big Day Kuna. Has to be a Heter, even Shalei B'Shas Aveda, because they could forget, it's not Shayach to enforce that they can only wear it B'Shas Aveda. Now, the Yishenim, Taiz Rishonim, Taiz Rosh, the Ritvam, they usually all say similar. They ask the Kasha, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, Tepik Lei Mishum Klein. The Gemara asks the Kasha, if they're putting it under their head, anyway you're not allowed to. It's Klein, Shatnes. So they want to know, why is Lenin Netel Amalchei Asharis Aswara for Me'ila and not for Klein? Why was it so Pasha to the Gemara? What's the Pshat? By Klein we understood, the Torah said you could wear it, yeah, but only B'Shas Aveda, otherwise it's Shatnes. But when it comes to Hektish, we say, no, Lainin Natal Malchay Asharis is like a blanket hat even Shalei B'Shas Aveda. What's a chilek? Why don't you say Lainin Natal Malchay Asharis? It will be Matadis HaShatnes also. So they all say the Teretz, that once it's Nidnu L'Hanis Lahen, not B'Shas Aveda, so it's already not B'chal Katshe Hashem. They're like Katshim Kalim, or Katshim Shlechazi L'Akramim, L'Chayim means Katshim Shemesu, that doesn't have Me'ilah. When you have Katshim, which aren't used for Hektish, you have Kachim Kalim, which actually is used for Hektish, but people could be nene from it, so it's not called Kach Hashem. You have Kachim, which Hektish has no use for. Who would then make the Kuna, which is not really Kachim Kalim? And it's also something Hektish could use, but once you say it's Nidnu L'Hanis Ben, then already it's completely, it doesn't have a Nimila, it's not called Kach Hashem. That's a little bit schwer, because even if there's no Me'ila, Pashas, there isn't, this is the Reinsa to be nene from Hektish. So it's a little shvehan to get it together. In other words, for Shatnez we say, that we don't say the Netel Amal Chasharis, we say Shatnez is Asir. For Me'ila we say like this, that since Al Karchach, there's a certain amount which is going to be Mutta Shalai B'Shas Avaidam, and that gives you the Nidnul Hanis Men, so already you lose the hold in Me'ila, and then there's no Isir altogether. And why is this? Daminis to be Nenef Mekdish? Not so clear. The Michas Ram speaks about it, but it won't be Marech. Now that's one Mahalach. There's one halach in the Yishenim that says that, that the side of the heter is that for the first you start with Nidnu L'Hanis Mehen. But that would be, I guess, limited to Lainit Neter L'Malchei Asharis. But then from that comes that it's not B'chal Katshe Hashem, it's Katshim Kalim, B'Katsh Mishlei Chazal HaKravim, and Memela is no Me'ila, and Memela is Mutter across the board. Now the Teretz Rosh has another Teretz. He says that you say Leiv Ezemas Nalein. And that's not even Shalei B'Shas Aveda. Yes, it's understood that it's very difficult for the Kahanim to be Nizer. So Mela doesn't say, okay, we're going to make it that it's not considered Kaddish, Lagabi wearing it Shalei B'Shas Aveda. The Mefarish in Tamid, it's not Rashi, but it's one of the Yishenim, who's Mefarish Mesech the Tamid, Dafkav Zayinim and Aleph, he says this swear it was so. That big day kuna almanashi ahena ben afilu shleib b'shas avayda k'tishim etchilu utnai bezinhi. It's also the Ritva in Kedushim, now like the Ritva here, The Gemara in Kedushin says that if they be male, then b'shin gosay, so they'll constantly be male. Like we said, it wouldn't work. That they should remain b'kedusha and it shouldn't be a din me'ila. But the Taisa Shanim and the Ritva reject that pshat. They say you can't say lay basin lay because lay matzinu kedusha lechatzon. Lay bezin could tell you that it's not kaddish. It could be afkav of the kedusha, but they are kaddish. They have to be kaddish, otherwise it won't be a big nekuna. So while they're kaddish, they still could be nenadem shlei b'shasavai. Then you can't say lay bezin aslay. It's interesting, machlekes. The Taisa Rosh and one of the Taritzim, the Mefarish and Tamid, the Ritva and Kedusha. Say lay bez the mashleim could work even though they're kaddish, but when you want to wear them shlei b'shas avayda, they don't have it in kaddish. It's not kaddish b'negei to ask the shlei b'shas avayda. Teis shanim and the Ritva here say can't be. He can't have a kedusha lechatzon. Lay bez the mashleim could be that it won't be kaddish, but it can't be a kedusha that you could have an offer. So because you have two mahalchim so far, why you could be nene from the. Why you can be nana? It says Lanita Tala Malach Hasharis, but how is that a matter? And you see it's not matter klayim. The Tarot says, either because since it's Nidnul Hanis Mehen, because Lanita Malach Hasharis, so male it doesn't have Mila, and once it doesn't have Mila, it's gonna be Mutter and Gansin. Or Hektish could work when it's Lanita Tala Malach Hasharis, we say Lay Bezin Masna to limit the Kedush and Alayat to have a no. Now as a machlaikis we shine him, Taisis here, the Maskal Big De Kuna, that says that it's mashma kedushim. He says that filu ba'azar asla chilu leiv shem shloim l'tzarech avayda. Even though the Gemara here only makes a chilu between in the azar and out of the azar, but Tei says that it's mashma kedushim even in the azar, you're not allowed to wear it shloim l'tzarech avayda, because the Gemara only matis asla nida tel amalchei asharis means to take it off right away. It's mashma that l'chachilu to put it on is asr, because now you could be nizer. So the Beis Levi talks about it, it's in Chayel Galasim Meiz Eisi Dalet, and he says, once you see that you can wear it a little bit after the Aveda, already you can't be Mechalik, and already now will give you a heter to wear it completely after the Aveda. But to put it on Metchila, then already not. Now Rashi and Kedusha Nafsamach Vav, is Mavur that even Lechachila you could wear it. That's what he says about Yanei HaMelech, that the reason why you can put on the tzitz, which Taisus is bothered with, is because You're lying to wear big dekuna. The Ritva says, move it away. The Ritva that I mentioned that said that you could be makapul at tachas v'sheim, the pshat is once it's mutter in ganzen because no mishtuli. But I would think it depends. If the svar is leiv bez the masna leim, then you can make the chiluk tesis mix. And shal is leiv bez the masna leim. So leiv bez the masna leim is only that you don't have to take it off right away. And once you don't take it right away, so there's no share when you could take it off. You could take it off whenever you get around to it, whenever you want. Putting it on, that's asr. But if the svar is because there's no me'ila, so what's the chilah keeping it on or putting it on metchila? That's what I would think. Now, Tais and Kedushin seems to have a third svar. This is what the Beis Halevi says. Bangla Seifshan and Tais and Kedushin will be not like the Beis Halevi. See, Tais and Kedushin brings Rashi. The Gemara there says, has a whole incident of Yanei HaMelech that people are trying to get him against the Chachamim, so they told him to put on the tzitz, and then they'll challenge you because they thought maybe he was a son of a Shvuy, a Gemara there. But nice days, if he was a Kohen Gadol, he would be allowed to wear the tzitz. That's what Taisa Medayik. So Rashi there says in Kedushin, because it says in Perek Beis, Bikne Kuna, Nidin Lohanis Mehen. So Taisa's there, his Nusach is like this, Adarabba, Mashem Ehasam, the Miyad She Yechayel Nafshitam, Ezkukal Nafshitam, he says, that Gemara, why does it say it's mutter? Because Linda Tel Malchay Asharis, Vice Dice and the Lashon of Taisa says, right away when you could take him off, you have to take it off. It's only because Linda Tel Malchay Asharis, but if you could take it off, Avani, you have to take it off right away. So you see from Taisa Chari, a third Shita. This is how the Beis Halevi sets up. There are three Shitas, he says. We have Shitas Rashi and Kedushin that says, you'll have to put it on. We have Shitas Taisas over here that says you're not allowed to put it on the chatchila, but once it's on, you're allowed to keep it on. And we have Taisa and Kedusha, which says you have to take it off right away. There's only a head of Nidat HaMalchah. Sure, you have to take it off right away. So the shaila is, so what's Pshat in Agamara that says the Kohen Gadol, he could continue wearing the Big Day Bud because Big Day couldn't Nidat HaMalchah. But obviously, he could take it off. It says if he wants to wear the big day, but he could, and if he wants, he could wear it's Dalas Lavan. So obviously, he could take it off. So what's Mishan and Agamara? Elamai, you're going to have to say that the real hetter was because of Tzarech Havait, like the Gemara says, and who didn't have Vatzlameim Lutameich? Chvesisht. But all Gemara, the Gemara by Achila, and then the Gemara says Achila Tzarech Havait, then he says Hiloch, and the Gemara says Hiloch, also he wouldn't be able to do, but Vaisis on the Tzan, that Nidin Tzarech Havait, you could do Achila, you could do Hiloch, it sounds like even if you could take it off, it'll be Matir. Maybe you'll say in all of them, who didn't have Vatzlameim Lutameich? But it's very shver. The Gemara here is not mashma. That the tzan of Big Day Kuna is Nidna Lohanis man means you have to take it off right away. You see, I have another problem. If you have to take it off as soon as humanly possible, what's the tzan of Loin Nidna Lohanis man? What's the tzan of Loin Nidna Lohanis man? The tzan of Loin Nidna Lohanis man means that you have to get undressed right there in the Azara as soon as the Avod is over and not keep it on for even an extra second? If your Lashon is, as soon as you could, you have to do it. So what's the sort of line in the land of Sbehem? That you have to do it before you could? What does that mean? A very shver tesis. But I think the pshat is like this. I saw in the Pirush HaRosh in Talmud, Dafchav Zayin and Beis, that the Rosh says like this. This is what was Ma'arimi. The Rosh says, Shemam in a big dekun in the land of Sbehem, Kalei Ma'ari says, Shalei b'makam avay tekiyach ha'bevei semaikin, uplug tehi b'yumah. He says, Shmami na big dekun in the land of Sbem, Shloi b'makam avayit, like here b'beis ha'makid, who's going on the case of the Kahanim that they were putting it under their heads. And he says, that's a machlekes in Yuma. Avol b'toich ha'azor l'kuli al-mashari. But in the Azor is mutter. Why? D'lil yitay l'malachi ha'sharis. So you see from the Rosh, not like Taisus here. Taisus here learns that the Gemara in Kedusha nafnun dalit, that says, Lenitna tell Amalcha Yesharis in reference to Big Dekuna, that's Lamandi Amma and Big Dekuna Nitna Lanis Mehet. And that's all the Rishayim here learn. Tais Hashanim, Tais Rosh, Ritva. But Tais, the Rosh here in Talmud is saying the opposite. The Rosh is saying Big Dekuna Nitna Lanis Mehet means and of the Azara. In the Azara, everyone holds its mutter. Why? Because Lenitna tell Amalcha Yesharis. So Vaisis is two sugyas. This is Sugin Kedusha Nafta Dal of Nidna Tel Malach Hasharis, which everybody holds. But that's only in the Azar. And this is Sugya in Yuma and in Talmud and Big Dekuna, Nidna Lehenis Mehen, and that's Ad of Nazar, and that's a Machlokes, he says. So Oymer Zay, this is Pshan Tais and Kedusha Naf Samachvav. Rashi said that he's a land of wind that sits because the Gemara says in Nafta Dalin that Big Dekuna is Nidna Lehenis Mehen. Tais says, no. The Gemara in the Nadalan says, Lenin tell him Alchei Asharis. That means you're not going to have Anah. That means you have to take it off right away. You're just having Anah, the time it takes to walk out of Nazareth and take it off. As soon as you could take it off, then you have to take it off. That's what the Gemara in the Nadalan means. But Fakir, the Gemara in the Nadalan is going like the man, the Amman, Big Dekuna, Lainit Nalanis Man. What Agamar will call Lainit Nalanis Man. Well, how are you going to ask? So what was this Kasha? Let him say the Yane HaMelech, that Sugya the Yane HaMelech was going like the Gemara here. The Gemara here, the Maskana is that Big Dekuna Nidna Lanis Mehen. And like we said, that's not also Nidna Tel HaMelech Yesharis. That's just a different time. So I don't know, but maybe the emissary of Bekimegan Gilyan Hashas is Mitzayin Arash and Kalim Pelagaf Mishnetes. And he writes there that the Maskana of our Sugya is Big Dekuna Loi Nidna Lanis Mehen. Chaya Pliya, the Maskana of the Sugya is Big Dekuna Nidna Lanis Mehen. But it sounds like he had a different Girsa. So Stam and that's what Tais and Kedushin means. So it's not the pshat that Tais and Kedushin is going like the man, going like the Gemara here, that Big Dekuna is Nidna Lehenis Mehen. And he's explaining that means, because the Nidna Tel Malach HaSharis, and that means you have to take it off right away. That's not called Nidna Lehenis Mehen. The whole sugi is Mevura, there'll be mutter more than that. You could wear the Yitzdalus Lavan, you could do Hiluch, you could do Achiluch. But he holds that our sugi's maskana, like the Rash says in Kalim, is Loin in the land is Mehen. The only head that comes to the Gemara in Kedusha Nafnandala, which is Linda Talam Al Khasharis. And that would mean that you have to take it off as soon as possible. As if Hashayak Tais in Kedusha. But if in the Ag Gemara, the way we have it, that the maskana is Big Dekuna in the land is Mehen, there's two stada. Tais is here that says only when it's already on, because then you still have the Swell Linda Talam Al Khasharis because of Leipluk. But you're not allowed to put it on. And the advice says that no, Lenin Tel Malchasharis would already make a heter across the board. Tais and Kedushin, I'm learning, is going like what our sugi will call Lenin in the Lenis land, you still would have the sword. Let me tell the Malach HaSharis that you wanted to take it off Mamish right away, but as soon as possible, you have to take it off. Now, there's another Machlokes Rishonim in regard to Shatnez by Big Dekuna. Tezim Menachos and the Rishonim, they bring this also. They bring Rabbeinu Tam. Question is, the Gemara says, Medina the Gemara, if you have a Talos Shel Pishtan and you have Tchelis, so you could put the Tchelis in the Talos Shel Pishtan. There's a din of a Seder Chalaisa say, Yidin Lantasa Lecha Lesul B'Shatnez, that B'makim Tzitzis, you'll have to put in, you'll have to wear Shatnez. So you have a Begit of Pishtan, and Tchelis has to be wool, and Mimela, you could have the Heter to wear Shatnez, of a Talos Shel Pishtan, and Tzitzis of Tchelis, which is wool, a Seder Chalaisa say. So when the Tam holds, that once it's Mutter across the board. Even let's say you're not being Mekai in the Mitzvah, even at night, which is Nan Zman Tzitzis, so you're not being Mekai in the Mitzvah Tzitzis at night, but the Begit becomes Mutter. That's Rabbeinu Tam Svar. So Tais is there, and Menachos asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Erichin says that Kahanim are only Mutter B'Shas Avodah, which Shalai B'Shas Avodah, they're not Mutter. The Gemara has a tzad that maybe Kahanim are Pater from Tzitzis, because since they don't have a din of Kalayim, so Mele, since they don't have Manat Mutzah and Shatnez, because they could wear Big Dekuna has Shatnez, so Mele, they'd be parted from Tzitzis. And I said, no, but the only Mutter, B'Shas Avodah, Shalai B'Shas Avodah not. But according to Ben Tam, if the Mutter be Big Dekuna, it's even Shalai B'Shas Avodah. As I fact, Taisis on the Ben Tam. So Taisis there has two possible terutzim. One is that Ben Tam's story is dafka by a Begit Pishtan. But by Big Tekuna, you don't say the svara that it becomes Mutter Legam. And he says two different svaras. One is that the psukim say, Lesil b'shatnes gedilim ta'asalacha. And you have a darshan smichus, that when you have gedilim, it's even when it's shatnes. So that's a hagdar in the mitzvah's kalayim. The issa kalayim wasn't given by makam tzitzis. A little bit shver, so how do you know then I say the chalaisa say? If the pshat in the pasuk is that there is no issa of kalayim, you don't need the say. So how do you know I say the chalaisa say? I'm not sure. But he says, that's the pshat. By Big Dekuna, it never says clearly that you don't have an Issa Klayim. It just granted tells you to wear Big Dekuna, which happened to be Klayim. But it means that there is an Issa Klayim. It's Mutal Lesarech HaVeinah. But here, the Pesukim of Gdilim Tasachal Esul B'Shatnes are telling you there is no Issa Klayim by Vegas Shel Pishtan. That's his first teretz. The second teretz is, no, Big Dekuna also Mutal Shalei B'Shas HaVeinah. When the Gemara says that you should know that Kahanim are Muzer on Shatnez, they just be Eden Avodah, it's Mutter, but not Shalei B'Shas Avodah, it doesn't mean Dafke Eden Avodah. It means Shalei B'Shas Avodah is going to be Ashara to wear Klayim and other Begadim. But the Big Dekuna are Mutter even Shalei B'Shas Avodah. B'Shas Avodah, he wears Klayim Amish. Shalei B'Shas Avodah is Muzer not to wear Klayim if not Big Dekuna. But Big Dekuna, you have the same head that Rabbeinu Tam by Big Dekuna. Yeah, all this is in the Teis Hashanim and Teis Rosh in the Udvah here. So Teis is, it's also in the Rosh in Ilchus Tzitzis and Ilchus Klayim. But come this, we have an interesting machlokes, two terutzim of Teis. One teretz of Teis is that Rabbeinu Tam's Svara, Rabbeinu Tam's Yisayid, that a Begad Pishtan, which is Mutet with Tchelis, is even Shalei B'Makim, it's even at night, doesn't apply to Big Dekuna. Big Dekuna have an Issa Shatnez, the only Mutter L'Tzarech HaVeidah. Shalei L'Tzarech HaVeidah no mean Issa Shatnez. And what's the chilek? Either the psukim are telling you there's a heter on a Begit Pishtan because of the smichas of Gdil and Tasalacha and Leisul B'Shatnez, that the whole Leisul B'Shatnez doesn't apply to Tzitzis. So it's dafka there, Mashegim by Big Dekuna, they happen to be Shatnez, you happen to have to wear them, but they have an Issa Shatnez, it's just Mutter L'Tzarech HaVeidah. Or another story, I didn't mention it before, that a beged, an ordinary beged, which is meant for your hanah, and the Torah says, you're lying weird, but makam shatnez, the Torah said that there's a seder chalaisa say, so good, this beged becomes mutter. But big dekuna, not meant for your hanah. Big dekuna are clothes for the avedis meis hamikdash. So you don't have this blanket hat there that the Torah said you can do whatever you want with that. But according to both these two svaris, the whole Heter Ben Etam was said dafka by Klayim by Begit Pishtan, not by Big Dekuna. But then Tosfos says a second Svara. Then no, Ben Etam's Heter applies to Big Dekuna as well. And what does the Gemara mean? Nay, the Ishtri B'Shas HaVeidah, Shalai B'Shas HaVeidah, Mi Ishtri. It means that the client was mutter b'shas avayda, shalai b'shas avayda, and big day chayil it's lay ishtui. Big day kun is mutter even shalai b'shas avayda. So vaskum dais l'naisa. If a client wears his avnate, shalai b'shas avayda, is he even is a client or not? Lefi the first teretz of Tosis, yes, he is even is a client. The heter of client is a seyda chalaisa say, when he has to do it for tzarech big day kunah. But otherwise he's even is a client. Lefi Tosis second teretz, no. There is no issa klayim. Once a beged has a heter for klayim for a seder chalaisa say, who and then that heter would apply across the board, even by big dekuna. So machlekes Rambam and Raivid also. The Rambam and Ilchus klayim, the last halacha and Ilchus klayim, perikud halacha lamed bey says, kahanim shalosh a big dekuna shalay b'shas avayda leikim ne'a avne chush chuk klayim. V'hut yubayel b'shas avayda shivitz v'sei kamaya tzitzis. The Rambam paskins, if a klayim wears his avne shalay b'shas avayda, he gets malchus. It's shatnes. It's only mutter b'shas aveda, which is a mitzvah seif and tzitzis. But the Raivan argues. The Raivan says, I have a gemara in Yuma not that way. The gemara in Yuma says that big dekun is mutter shalei b'shas aveda, right? The gemara's maskana was big dekun ayitzman lemedina asa migdash beim b'shas aveda beim shalei b'shas aveda is mutter. So I have a gemara that says it is no mitzvah shatnes. It says it's mutter. What does the Rambam do with that raya? It's like the cast of Mishnah Mikorkas. It means an other big dekuna, the ksainus, the metlasayan, the mitzvefes. But the avnate is shatnes, and that will be also even shalei b'shas aveda. Now the problem with the Raivin and the second heresy of Tesis is, what do you do with the Gemara before that says v'tei claim mishum klayim? The Gemara before said mafurish that there isn't a klayim but big dekuna. The Gemara said that if the Pshan and the Mishnah and Tamman is that they put the big dekuna under the head, there'll be an issa klayim. The Gemara says, no, it's kashim, and by kashim, it's atzah, it's mutter. But what's a kasha? Big dekuna doesn't have an issa klayim. So the Rishayim already say, Taisus there, Menachas, and the Rishayim bring down, that when you have this blanket heter, that once it's mutter, it's erich aveid, it becomes mutter, it's only in Levisha. But atzah is a separate issa. So when you have a new issa of atzah, of putting it on you without Levisha, then the Matziah Tachtav, that would be also, that you wouldn't have the heter that comes from Levisha. And they also have to be Mechalik, that by Pishdan, by Tzemeh B'Pishdan, by Tchelis in the Talashal Pishdan, there, the heter wasn't originally given for Levisha, the heter was given for everything. So Mele, it's mutter for everything, even Shleib Makam Mitzvah. Mashen Kain, by Big Dekuna, where the heter was given only for Levisha. So since the heter was given only for Levisha, the heter doesn't apply to Atzah. So the Shai Gesayin brings this all down in Simin Chavtas. And he says, that L'chaira Fakertish Ver. Why did the Gemara bring in the Tepik Lemeshim Klayim only after the Gemara said that they put it under their heads? Why didn't we ask it before? When the Gemara said, Lo Yishenim Big Dekaitish, Shinu Hudulay HaMichel Achli. Why did the Gemara say, Tepik Leim Mishim Klayim? Oloyim Mahalchim Abig Dekai, Shein Udloyim Huluchim Mahalchi. Why did the Gemara say, Tepik Leim Mishim Klayim? Elamai, the Gemara understood, Faker, that wearing it is no Issa Klayim. This Issa Klayim starts off by Yatzah. And when the Taisa Shana makes his Diyak, L'chayyidis is a Raya in the other way. What was the whole Gemara discussing if Big Dekun is Nin Lanis by Lenin Lanis Behet? You have another problem. You have a problem of Shatnes, and the Gemara never brought it in. The first time the Gemara brought in the problem of Shatnes was when we weren't talking about Levisha, we were talking about Atzah. Vice nice that Big Dekuna didn't last time we matter Levisha, but it won't be matter Atzah. Atzah will still be Asa's client, but Levisha will be mutter. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? What's Pshat in the first Teretz of Tosis? So the Beis Halevi says that earlier it was just the Diuk. I mean, the kasha from our mission, there was no client. The big day butz, there's no client at all. The kasha is from the original diak of the Gemara. And the Gemara said, Lo yishenu b'big day kaidesh, shinu d'loi ha'chuli mechli, achilu sarach aveda. Shinu d'loi ha'luchi mahalchi. So the Gemara answered. But if you're making a diak, then you could say that mechli achli means with the other big other, not that they're avnate. There were big day kunan that weren't chatnis. So to my other begadim, the reason why it said lo yishenim is because lo yishenim in any of the big dekuna, mashen kein achuli or haluchi, They could do it some of the Migdei Kuna, because the Migdei Kuna the medicine man, I shatnas, that they are enchantments. But you don't see clearly that the Mishnah is saying you're allowed to do the Avnei Nosso. Here, when it says they took the Migdei Kuna, folded it up and put it under the head, that sounds like they took the Avnei Nosso. That's what they think to say, it means the Migdei Kuna without the Avnei. So that's when I asked the Tei, B'Mishim Klein, and the Gemara said the Tei, it said it did, that's Kashim. But Al Kopanim, you have these two Mahalchim. You have the Mahalach in the Gemara that if being the kun is nidin lahenis mem, now be matir is a klayim also. Because once the mutter the mutter like Rebbeinu Tam, and then applies to being the kun as well. But then you're going to have to say Hatzah is different. Only Levisha, not Hatzah. And now we'll explain why the Gemara only asked it when it's talking about it, put it under the head. But Lamaisa then will be mutter to wear the Avneid also, and you wouldn't be in this a klayim. We have the Mahalach, the Rambam Shita. Tais first Tais in Menachem said there's a difference. By a beggar pishtan, that's a heter, either because the Pasuk says it's mutter, or because the beggar pishtan is lahanah, so Mela wants it's mutter, has to be mutter across the board. Now Shein came big de kuna, but you don't have a Pasuk saying it's mutter, it's not lahanah, so Mela you'd have an issa shatnas. And even Lamaskanan a big de kuna is nidal anisman, but not the avnate. The avnate would still have an issa shatnas. And the reason why the Gemara didn't ask it before, because before we weren't necessarily talking about the Avnate. That's that Sa'as HaSugya. And one more thing, Taisus the Maskul Big Dekuna, he was discussing why Yanneh HaMelech was allowed to wear the tzitz. And he says that according to the man, the Amma, Yidei Al Mitzvah Miratzeh, he could have put it on because of Ritzi Tzitz. Put on because of Ritzi Tzitz. And the man of time says, no, the kuliyam you could put it on, because it says by the tzitz, v'hayal mitzvay tamid. So you always allowed to wear a tzitz. It's only the other begotten men allowed to wear it. The tzitz, it says, v'hayal mitzvay tamid. You always have to wear the tzitz. That's what Taisa says, you mask a big day kuna. Lamaisa, Taisa at the end, says, no, maybe Yanei did shalai kadin. The Ritva here and the Ramban and Kedushin also say, he says, Yanei did shalai kadin. But one nekuda, Taisa is mashma, that if you need the tzitz to be miratzah, you could put on the tzitz without putting on the other begadim. The tzitz is meratzah, just wearing the tzitz. Even if you hold a day al mitzvah meratzah, all you have to do is wear the tzitz. The Beis Halevi holds it's not shy such a thing. The Beis Halevi, it's the chelik al simon ginnel holds, no, the tzitz is only meratzah if you're wearing all the begadim. You can't just wear the tzitz. He wants to learn in Taisus also that way. And Taisus doesn't mean he just wore the tzitz. He wore all the begadim. But the problem is, if that's true, so if Taisus says it's a svara, that you can be matir or kayin gadol to wear all the begadim because of ritzi tzitz. So what's the kasha from Shimon HaTzadik? Shimon HaTzadik put on the big dekuna, added a base of mikdash, he was a kayin gadol. Maybe he put on the big dekuna because of ritzi tzitz. So the base of Levi says, the Gemara wanted to answer, even like the Tanin holds, you don't need to wear the tzitz to be ritzi tzitz. Even any day al mitzvah is meratzah. But Mamele has a yeshiv from the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam that we mentioned says, that a kain hedyit that wears the begadim shleibash hasavayt is eivan klayim because of the avnate. Why did the Rambam say a kain hedyit? Why not a kain gadol? And then it doesn't only have to be the avnate. It can be the chayshil and the eivan as well. They're also klayim. So what's pshat in the Rambam that he says a kain hedyit that wears the begadim shleibash hasavayt is this a klayim? What about a kain gadol? So the Beis Halevi says, no, a kain gadol could wear all the begadim because he reads his tzitz. He says even at night, there's reads his tzitz for naktaris evarim upadarim. And a lot of achrayim want to have into this. Emei baruch, I'm the guy who said the Torah Evan Chagiga David Zayin, Daritz Hashachayim from the Malbim, and Simon Yud Ches of Kan Aleph, the Dvar of Rom, Chelik Beis Simcha Vdal Beis Dal. A lot of people want to have into this word, and the Rambam says a kain hedyit that wears the big day kuna shleibush hasavayda is chayiv b'shem klayim because of shatnez, because of the avnei. Why did you say the Kohen Gadol? Because the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the Kuna. Since the Rambam paskins that Ritzit Tzitz you need to be on the Kohen Gadol, so he can wear all the Begadim in order to have a Ritzit Tzitz.